93.7 WEEI. Rich, Ken, three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson. By the way, you can give us a call. 617-779-7937. I do want to just quickly mention, I was looking up, I was talking about how A.J. Brown is absolutely perfect for Drake May.
It really is.
It's a hand in a glove.
The people that are pushing back on this is like kind of mind-boggling. I know there aren't many, but on the open market, a guy of this age would sign for at least $30 million a year. You're getting him essentially for 2 years, $50 million, without any strings attached past that. Now, you give up first-round pick, I get it, but your team has had 2,000-yard receivers in the last 7 years.
Yeah.
This guy is a guaranteed 1,000-yard receiver and could compete with Moss, could be, maybe the best receiver season we've ever seen around here.
Well, to my point, A.J. Brown scored 18 touchdowns in receptions of 20-plus air yards during his 4 seasons with the Eagles. All right, that's the most in the NFL. And Drake May led the NFL in air yards per attempt and yards per attempt last year. It's just a perfect fit.
Yeah.
When it comes to a deep ball thrower, this is exactly the kind of player that you want. Let's go to Joe.
And for some reason, a Pats fan since birth because his cousin was randomly a Pats fan and watched every game like since he was two. It's unbelievable.
It's magical. Let's go to Joe on line one. Joe, what's happening, my man?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Rich. I don't understand why you're giving that reporter such a hard time. I mean, A.J. Brown was basically painting the picture of this magical moment as he walked onto the field.
That's true.
And he was talking him up, I mean, as if he was having a magical moment. I think the reporter was saying, yeah, hey, once the newness wears off, what are you going to do?
Okay.
That's basically what he was saying.
I can see how it could be a good question, but you have to admit the way it was phrased was pretty hysterical.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess it was hysterical, but, I mean, you got to lay off the guy a little bit.
Well, as I said, I haven't said his name, even though I apparently found out who it was. Yeah. I don't want the guy to feel bad. It was just because I just thought
you were too busy talking in the studio, telling everybody how much you know about music and pop culture. You weren't listening.
It is true. Sometimes I get allergic to sports.
There are certain
times where we've talked about the same topic over and over again where I do get allergic to sports. That is definitely true. I will take that criticism all day because he is 100% right. All right, so we've got what is this clip here that you wanted to play? This is the one from
if you want more AJ Brown, I think this with Maria Taylor is interesting because he's talking about his strategy. He's going to come in and try to be a leader. Now, he said in the thing today he didn't want to get out in front of the team because he's got to earn it. So I think he's a pretty smart guy. Like, he's definitely aware of like what's going on,
sure, right,
around him. And I encourage you to listen to the whole 25-minute podcast with Maria Taylor.
I'd rather not.
He's loose. But here's a clip where he talked about why he used the media to push the Eagles and how that went.
Okay. How were you responding in those moments?
Not every moment. I can say I held it the best way, especially the ones that was on social media like that. That was wrong, and me taking accountability for that.
But with my teammates,
I feel like I held the things.
Where are they doing the interview? What is that?
It's at his house, which there is no furniture left. Okay. He has already moved to New England. It's clear, and they did the interview like last week, so I think it's his kids in the background.
All right, so he's just echoing throughout the rest of us. There was no surprise. He was already here. He'd already gone to Jordan's and picked out his stuff.
Pretty much.
We had tough conversations. We had face to face conversations, and we talked and we pushed each other. And we didn't really care who was uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And I feel like as a leader, sometimes, that can be frowned upon from the media. But it's always that one guy in that locker room who pushes guys and holds people accountable. And that was me.
Can we stop for a second? The one thing I'll say about that is that you don't want him to have that extra pressure for having to be that guy. And in New England, he doesn't have to be because Vrabel's that guy.
I think he's so involved with the defense. I think on offense, you had Steph Diggs do that last year, and you kind of need a guy. Maybe it's Drake, maybe it's Hunter Henry, but I think there is some pressure on him, and it sounds like he likes doing it as long as everybody receives it well.
I don't mind him being a leader in the locker room, but not to the point where he feels he has to send messages on social media. Like, that's when it becomes toxic.
So,
like,
for instance, if you
keep it inside the locker room and you're able to talk to your guys and you're able to motivate them, that's perfectly fine. But if you do stuff like, Curt Schilling is an example that I'll immediately think of. I know that we've had players that are, used to play with him. They called him Red Light Schilling because anytime there was a camera in front of him, he couldn't wait to just like tell all of the details of everybody else that was in the locker room.
Right.
To the point where no one wanted to sit near him. This is, once again, not my opinion. This is the people who played with him told me that. So I think that if you are a vocal leader and you keep it in the locker room, that is the best kind of leader you can have. But once you start going and doing things on social media and start getting almost passive aggressive.
Well, that's what he did here. So in one case, September 28th, Eagles just beat Tampa. Brown had 2 catches for 7 yards. He didn't talk to reporters. He went to social media. He posted a gospel verse that said, if you're not welcomed, not listened to, quietly withdraw, don't make a scene, shrug your shoulders and be on your way. And the caption was, the only one we should ever concern ourselves with is God. Like, so he does stuff like that, which now he's telling Maria Taylor, this was me trying to fire the team up.
Now, do you see him doing that under Vrabel? Stiz, do you see him doing that with Vrabel as the head coach?
I mean, the fact that he did it once isn't a great sign, but to your larger point, no, probably not.
No. I think it's
not
a complete...
during the magic of year one.
No, not during the magic of year one. No, absolutely not. I wouldn't.
The magic of being a Patriot.
Oh, he is just fantastic. Yes, he is. All right. So, Mike Vrabel, you know, he spoke earlier too, and he was talking about AJ Brown and his relationship with him. And, you know, because A.J. Brown, when he was asked about it, said, you know, we didn't get along when we first met. And Mike Vrabel kind of spoke a little bit about that. Do you have that clip, Ken? Clip two. It's the...
I got it.
Okay, let's hear it, Stiz.
Well, not important. I mean, again, I think that just trying to improve our football team every possible way, you know, give our offense multiple weapons to build on what we did last year. And I think having, you know, experience with the person, you know, it to be able to add an accomplished NFL football player, receiver, premium player at his position, but somebody that we also, you know, feel strongly about as a person and a competitor and as a teammate. You know, I appreciate Elliott for being able to work and get that done.
So I think the one you're looking for was one that Curran asked him, and it was about things that come up during the season. And he admitted, Vrabel admitted, that things will come up with him. If you
sure.
want to hear that. So this is the one.
Well, I mean, again, whatever happens or comes up, I think that I can't say that there's not going to be things that come up with AJ, with any single player, right? I think that this is a competitive game, highly competitive.
So he goes on from there. But that's Vrabel saying, yeah, stuff comes up with him.
Oh, sure. But I don't think, I honestly think that it's not going to be as much of a problem as it was when Sirianni was in charge. I just think that Vrabel's not going to take that. It's a little bit different. He's one of the rare coaches that you can say that about in this league. I think the players respect him too much. Mm-hmm. Also, I don't think he immediately right off the... I think he's going to be happy. I think when you're happy and you're getting fed the ball a lot, you tend to shut the F up and enjoy your time here. And I don't think that when you've got Drake May... When you got Drake May as your guy, you are going to be getting the ball an ass load, and you're going to be posting huge numbers. And I'm telling you, put this guy in your fantasy team, because they're just going to, it's going to be the sign of a young quarterback in his third year, the year where they usually ascend, a guy who's already known for his 20 plus bombs and a player who excels in that. One of the best players over the last 4 years in exactly that stat. So if you're looking for a dude to put on your fantasy team, AJ Brown is your guy.
Do you think they'll win in Seattle week one? Does it feel like this team is like Super Bowl caliber right out of the chute?
Man, there's a lot of stuff you got to get.
It is a tough schedule.
It's tough. And there's a lot of stuff you got to get right. You got to get on the same page. I don't know. I mean, it sure feels like they've got a better shot than they did, you know, a couple weeks ago. I also don't know how much this Rossini thing is going to F up
everything.
It's
gone. This is right. It's
done. It's not gone.
It's over. I'm convinced.
She has to speak. She has to speak.
Nope.
And we don't know how much that's going to screw up everything. All right. We have a very cool guest on with us. So Caleb Durbin, as you know, has not been hitting very well for the Red Sox and caused quite a stir, because if you read that Breslow article, and you also know that it seems like there's just not enough help for the batters right now. And Caleb Durbin said, enough. I am going outside the organization, and I am going to get somebody who I have been told is an excellent batting coach to help me out. What does that say about the Red Sox, that one of their own players had to leave their organization and independently get his own batting coach? We have that batting coach on with us. He will be on with us. We're not going far. 2 minutes. We'll be right back.